your inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness for as long as you can. Then remember daily mindfulness. Every action, every moment, every activity, maintain awareness. Everything you do, away, return to the heart. Okay. We shall continue our sharing. We are at page 241. We have finished the 31 plane of existence. So now we move on to the 10 Dhamma Rhyme, Appendix 5. The 10 Dhamma Rhyme is a Mahayana way of consolidating all the 31 plane of existence plus all the what they call great beings line. In fact, the 31 plane of existence, Mahayana convert to six path. They call it the Liu Tao Lun Hui. So the six path means there is only one rhyme for all the heavenly rhyme. They call it Tian Fa Jie. So heavenly rhyme of the devas and brahmas and the formless rhyme. So you have 16 plus the 4 up there, 20 plus the 6, 26 rhyme. Then the human rhyme, 27. Then you have the 4 willful rhyme, 31. So the 31 rhyme has been shortened to 6. Then they have the special supramundane rhyme of enlightened beings. Then 4 plus 6 become 10. That's how the 10 Dhamma rhyme come to be. Si Fa Jie. Si or si? Shi, Shi Fa Jie or Si Fa Jie. So the first, the highest rhyme is Zhu Fo Fa Jie, the rhyme of the Buddha. These are the rhyme where the nature of the full Sammasambuddha means full of perfect enlightenment. We are having cultivated the 10 perfections and Prajna Paramita needed to become a Sammasambuddha. So the rhyme of the Buddhas, it doesn't mean that when they become Sammasambuddha, that life, yeah, but after that, the segmented form of mind no more, like Sakyamuni Buddha. But it doesn't mean Sakyamuni Buddha's nature also disappeared. No. His Buddha nature is still around, the oneness nature. So those Sammasambuddha with their nature, they are classified under this rhyme, rhyme or Sammasambuddha. Then below this rhyme of Sammasambuddha is Pusa Fa Jie, rhyme of Bodhisattvas. These are great beings who walk the path of Dhamma to perfect themselves, to become Sammasambuddha. So they cultivate the 10 perfection and Prajna Paramita to realize Samyat Sambuhi and ultimate Nirvana. Then there is another rhyme. Below the Bodhisattva is the rhyme of conditioned enlightened one. So this condition enlightened one is Yuan Jue Fa Jie. Depending on condition, they become enlightened. So Dharma may or may not be present, means Asasana may or may not be present. They enlighten through their own understanding of the Paticca-samuppada. So it's called self-enlightened via realization of the dwelling of Paticca-samuppada. Sometimes they are called the Silent Buddha or Pacheka Buddha. Since no proclamation of the truth is made, that's why the term Pacheka Buddha, or Silent Buddha. They are Buddha, but they don't have a sasana. Okay? So in English, they call it the rhyme of the conditioned enlightened one. Then the fourth rhyme is the rhyme of sound hearer, or they call it Savaka. The Theravada has this term, Savaka, sound hearer. Sunwan Pache. When the Buddha Sasana is present, they will cultivate the Buddha Dharma via hearing the Four Noble Truths. Then the four pairs of enlightened beings, the Aryan disciple of the Buddha, namely one pair of Sotapanna, Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahanta. So 4 times 2, 8. 8 pair of enlightened beings. They are one pair because some Sotapanna, they only realize the path. They haven't realized the friction. Similarly, Sakadagami also same, Anagami also same, and Arahan also same, path and friction. Then the six heavenly rhyme I already explained, I include all the Brahma, Devas, and the formless rhyme. Tian Ren Fa Jie. Then the rhyme of the human being. Ren Dao Fa Jie. Then the rhyme of the Asura, Asuro Fa Jie. And the rhyme of animal, Chu Sheng Fa Jie. The hungry was a beta rhyme. Er Gui Fa Jie. Then the third column is the heavenly rhyme. The rhyme of the human being, they include Asura as happy rhyme, Kama Sukati. Then only the bottom three, they classify them as the woeful rhyme. The Mandarin word is it San Er Dao. So the animals are born in the rhyme mainly due to delusion. Hungry goes due to greed. Then the final rhyme is rhyme of hell being. So this one born of all the three evil roots, greed, hatred, and delusion. They call it Ti Yi Fa Jie. So Ti Yi Fa Jie is Kama Dukkati. Then I have a note down there. As per Mahayana, Asura are classified under happy rhyme of Kama Sukati. They have blessings, but they also have evil roots of hatred. Hence the reason why they are very combative in nature. As per Theravada, Asura are grouped under the four woeful state called Kama Dukati. Okay, so with this, we finish the 31 plate. And the 10 Dhamma rhyme. So before we go into appendix 6, as I promise you, I will read to you Therukuda Sutta. For those who have this book, Buddhist, well, so old the book, can't even see the title. Oh, the title is Daily Buddhist Devotion by Venerable K. Sri Dhammananda, the late Chief Reverend. His book is very good. It's like a handbook for Buddhists. Yeah? So a lot of things that are listed here and taught are mainly daily Buddhist devotional practice. Like all your three refuges, the five precepts, the chanting, and the various sutra, where Ingridia or Chan, Yantadi or Chan, they are all here. Then they also teach you some of the Pali alphabet, pronunciation of Pali words. Then you look at the content, they are very beautiful. So they have an introduction, the need for daily Buddhist devotion, you know, it's very good. Then the value of paritta chanting, then how the Buddhists do their homage, paying homage via vandana, salutation to the Buddha, taking of the three refuges, tisarana, and tiratana, vandana, means verses for paying homage to the triple gem, salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then they have the nine great virtues of the Buddha. Nava, Gunagata, then salutation to the 28 Buddha, Atta Visati, Buddha Vandana. Then they were the Bohi Vandana, salutation to the Bohi tree, Jetiya Vandana, salutation to the three main objects of veneration, which is supposed to be four, including the Buddha Rupam. Then precepts, Panchasila, the five precepts, followed by Atanga Sila, the eight precepts. Then offering, puja, offerings of light, flower, food, medicine, drinks, and perfume, smoke. Then you got transformatory, aspiration, or patana, forgiving, forgiveness, sorry. Then invitation to the devas, or aradhana. Then recital of sutta for various kinds of blessing. That one is Jaya Mangala Gata. So this Jaya Mangala Gata, which we have gone through, a recital for blessings and prosperity onwards. Oh, they put here on significant occasion. Yeah? Then the Mangala Sutta, discourse on blessing, recital for blessing on auspicious occasion. Then there is a Ratana Sutta that day in Bichan, yeah? Discourse on the jewels, recital to avert evil spirit. Discourse on loving kindness, Metta Sutta. Recital to radiate boundless loving kindness, to relieve others' suffering. Then there is a Mahajang Jaya Mangala Gata, stanza on great victory. This one, oh, by this truth, then a lot of things. Then you have the Jana Panjara, the Buddha's mansion, recital to overcome sickness and disturbances. Then you have the Jaya Parita, recital for invoking victory, and Angulimala Parita, that one we have gone through. Morning recital in place of prayer, short recital in place of prayer for blessings and protection at any time. Then we have the morning recital, evening recital, and recital for reflection on occasion of funeral, like Buddha Nusati, and meditation at any time, Metta Nusati, Marana Nusati, Asubha Nusati. Asubha is the nine stages of cemetery decomposition. Meditation develop on mindfulness of the loathsomeness of the body. Sala Sutta, the shaft of grief. Then how to remember the departed one, Terokuda Sutta. That one is on page 189. departed one in spirit forms. Recital to transfer merits to departed ones in spirit form. Then you had the Tilakkhana, the meditation on the three universal characteristics of nature. So all these are meditation. Then you got Piyahi Vipayoka, reflection on the loss of loved one, 197. Oh, this 197 should be quite nice. I also haven't gone through it. Wait, I have a look. Oh, this one is very good. Value possession and whatever property there is, servant, employee, and all dependents. All these have to be left behind when going beyond. But whatever one does through deeds, words, and thought, that alone belongs to him, means karma. That alone he takes with him, and that alone follows him like a shadow. Then all living beings die. Life ends in death. Beings fare according to their deeds, reaping the harvest of their deed, meritorious or otherwise. Those who commit demeritorious deeds go to woeful state. Those who do meritorious deeds attain blissful state. Then finally, therefore let one always do good deeds for future life, store elsewhere. Meritorious deed sustain life's future, life's own future. So that is very good. Then you have this page 201. Jivitam aniyantang, maranang niyantang. There is the stanza on life is uncertain, but death is certain. So this one is regarding impermanency of life, recital during funeral. So they have all this. Atta Maha Sangviga Vattu, recollection of 8 sorrowful stages of life. Then sharing of merits with others means Punya Anumodana. Taking refuge, Saranata Mopemi. Verse for taking refuge in the Triple Gem, recital at the end of religious function. Then page 215 is Narasiha Kata, Lion of Men. Princess Yosohara is pointing out of the unique physical characteristics of the Buddha to her son, Rahula, who met him for the first time. Then appendix, index. They had the Noble Eightfold Path, Arya Atangika Marga, and Kama Vipaka, classification of karma as it produced fruits. Then Chatari Arya Sachina, the Four Noble Truths. Then Paticca Samuppada, the law of dependent origination. So this is the whole content of the book. Then after that, I will read to you the introduction. This one is very good. Why there is a need for Buddhist, daily Buddhist devotion. That's why the daily religious routine can include part of this. And it will strengthen your faith. It will develop your spiritual faculties. So here, the author, which is our late chief reverend, he's very good. He has this understanding that he write all this. With the growing interest in the Buddha's teaching of Buddha Dhamma in recent years, there is an increasing need for a manual of Buddhist texts that could be used to introduce newcomer to the basic tenets of Buddhism and the traditional Buddhist practices, expressing reverence and devotion to the Blessed One. This small manual booklet or book shows how homage to the Triple Gem, the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha can be performed. It is hoped that this manual will be of much use. It can be used to guide parents in the responsible task of leading their children along the correct spiritual path. Everybody should learn to recite at least a few verses or stanza from this manual. When he or she visit the temple, kneel before the home altar, or when you need spiritual solace. Many Buddhists felt lost at what to do and recite, or recite when they attend religious function. Although they say they are Buddhists, they often find Buddhist custom and practice strange. They have kept themselves away from Buddhism in preference for the materialistic way of life. The main cause of delinquency is parental neglect. This one is very true. With this manual in hand, parents can no longer blame the lack of suitable developmental material to teach their children properly. On many occasions, when a couple visit the temple, the husband and wife enters the shrine alone to pay respect to the Buddha, while the other spouse stands outside the shrine as if he or she belongs to another religion. But when asked, it is found that both, in fact, profess the same religion. This clearly shows that they were not trained properly in their religious practice by their parents when they were young. Such an attitude should be changed. Parents must learn the value of religious instruction to train their children to live as good Buddhists and to perform their religious duty and obligation. The lack of religious training and understanding accounts for the reluctance to enter or even embarrassment. Some people might have put upon entering the shrine room. I think this one is very true in the olden days, during my time. They see you enter the temple, especially when we were young, the children day that time. They say, wow, you superstition on them. You go pray, bye bye on them. So all this time. Then sometimes they believe after they graduate, they're educated. So they're not supposed to go to this place. If people see you there or encounter you, oh, you also go to temple. What you do there? Then they don't know how to answer them. So these are the possibility. That some only remember the Buddha and the temple when they have problem, when they are in trouble, very often as a last resort. Such should not be the attitude of Buddhists. You listen to this one. Those who remember the Buddha daily will receive blessing or protection and will gain more self-confidence in their day-to-day activity in leading a peaceful life. Buddhism is not a mere philosophy or a psychology for people to talk about. The devotional aspect of Buddhism is important for one to gain spiritual solace. In Buddhist country, there are many facilities available such as temple, monastery, Dharma classes for children, Buddhist school, and numerous Buddhist publications. This manual of Buddhist devotion is offered as a door to the commodious mansion of Buddhism, with many chambers of culture, civilization, and the art, as well as a vast storehouse of spiritual truth. The door is necessary, but door alone serves no purpose. Listen to this. It is only when we realize and cultivate the great truth that lies beyond those doors that we can benefit from the Buddha's teaching. At that time, I marked it, I underlined it in yellow. I like that statement. That time I was very young. I think I was still studying in the university. To practice Buddhism, this manual provides the daily guide for practice that leads to purification at three levels: Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. So Sila is purification of conduct or morality through right speech and right action. Then Samadhi is purification of mind through meditation. And Panya is purification of understanding through insight or wisdom. The small manual contains verses in homage to the Triple Gem to develop faith and devotion, as well as strengthen our commitment towards good conduct to develop a pure mind. It also contains Paritta verses which could be recited to ward off evil forces and to overcome them through positive mental action. In addition, the verses in the manual could be recited for meditation and the cultivation of insight of the true nature of existence. Then why take refuge in the Buddha? Those who believe in God would pray to him for help and protection when they experience fear, sorrow, and disturbances. Many Buddhists ask, whom could we turn to when confronted with the thought of fear, insecurity, and helplessness? Under such circumstances, you can turn your mind to the Buddha and seek solace through him. When Buddha visualizes the supreme qualities of the Buddha, or sorry, when Buddhist visualizes the supreme qualities of the Buddha, his great victories, serenity, and sacredness, and his calm demeanor, their mind will be calm and their confidence will grow. It is through calming their mind and focusing on this power that they are in a position to understand the nature of all these disturbances and problems. Then they find the means to overcome all their worldly suffering, even in religion, in many religions. God is not regarded as a person, but a force which is personalified in the mind. By praying, their mind undergo the same process, and the answer to their problem will be evident as if by a miracle. Many of our problems are caused by the mind itself. Therefore, the mind alone is able to solve them through proper understanding. When the mind is properly settled by constant reflection on the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, it can help us to overcome our sense of helplessness, fear of evil, spirit, and loneliness. As a result, self-confidence is restored. This, in short, is what is meant by taking refuge in the Buddha. So this is a good explanation. And then you can go and get hold of the book and read some more, which is quite good. Okay, we go to Theravada Sutta, page 190.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Tirukutta Sutta. Tirukude sutitanti sandi sangata kesucha Dwara pada sutitanti agantwana sakangaram Pahute anapanamhi kaja boje upatite Nate sam kuchi sarati satanam kama pachaya Ewang dadanti nadinam yehonti anukampaka Sucing panitam kalena kapiyang panagojanam Idam wo nyatinam hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Teja tata samagantwa nate beta samagata Pahute anapanamhi sakacang anumodare Chiram jiwantu no nati yesam hetu labamase Anhakang ca kata guja daya ka ca anipala nahi tata kasih ati gora keta nan bijati wani ja tadi sinati hirane na kaya kayang Ito dinena ya binti peta kala kata tahim Uname udakam vatam yata ni nampa vatati Eva meva ito dinam peta nam upakapati Yata vari vahapura pari purenti sagaram. Eva meva ito dinam petanam upakappati. Adasi me akasi me nati mita sakacha me. Eta nam daki nam daja pube kata manusaram. Nahiru nam va soko va ya chanya paridevana. Nata peta na mata ya ewang dipanti natayo. Ayanca ko dakina dinna sanggam hi supatitita. Tigarantam hitaya setana so upakapati. Sonya tidamo ce ayang nita sito petana puja ce kata ulara. Balanca bhikkhuna manuda manupadinam tumhehi punyang pasutam anapakam
Let's rejoin. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Huh? Very well chanted. It's like during the Buddha's time, huh, when he chanted this. Huh? Yeah. So now I explain to you this unique Therukuda Sutta. Four lines, the Buddha actually explained. Those who reborn as unfortunate spirits, means peta, because of selfishness or craving, or what they call greed for their property in the past life, return to their home and create an eerie atmosphere while lingering beyond doors. So now you understand, huh? There is such thing as non-human. That's why sometimes you can feel you. Huh? Then most people, huh, when they are near this eerie energy, you know what happened? Your pores will open up. Your bodily hairs, they call you what? Come on.
Stand on end.
We got that fear, that's not. And you really, I heard people say, you really feel, you know, because they really frequent, they say, wow, the energy very chill. Yeah. But when I sense it, I know that type of energy. I cannot describe to you also. I know they are there. They are there. Oh, and very aggressive, depending on what time you see. Yeah. But they don't want you to come, is they don't need you to come. And because of that, they yearn for human food. But because of their past karma, their living relative neglect to make offering to them. You know why? Because they are not Chinese. They are not Buddhist. So sometimes they are Chinese, they are Buddhist, they also don't do. Like Chigui Po, honestly. But if you have the understanding, there are better ways to do, understand, or following the Dhamma way. So the Buddha continues, say, those who are compassionate, therefore, should remember their departed relative and make offering. Now, what type of offering? Not Chigui Po, such as almsgiving in their name, see, in memory of. By the wholehearted transfer of merits, the spirit will gratefully wish for the well-being of their living relative, who who perform the meritorious deed. That's why now you know why a cultivator or a lot of Dharma protector like to protect you. Some of them could be your hoping you down there, understand? Your good friend. After they receive the merit, they become devas. That's why they look after you. Okay, so when you transfer merits, the spirit will gratefully wish for your well-being. Yeah? Of their living relatives, means those who are living and who perform the meritorious deed. Then they should remember the spirit of their departed relative who are not at peace with them and gather in many places. See, not only your household, they go everywhere to disturb you. So you should remember them. That's why you can talk to them. You remember last time I told you, you go and renovate a new house. If there inside there got beta or non-human, you don't think you buy already, you can do what you like. I tell you, you can kena a lot of repercussion or kena kaukau from them. Because there is a couple many years back, I think, at this Champaka. They suddenly saw me teaching meditation there. Then they just drop in, then they listen. Oh, after they listen, I ask anybody got any question. The wife straight away put up the hand. Then you know what happened. She told me, said, I bought a new house with my husband. We did the renovation. Wow, we had a hell of a time. Havoc, everything go wrong. She said, me and my husband supposed to be very understanding, very loving, also end up arguing. He said, we also don't know what to do. He said, a lot of things. Contractor also dare not go in and do. But a lot of things went on. At first, she didn't tell me that they bought a new house to renovate. He said, just say, their house renovation got a lot of problems. Yeah. So I asked her, I said, do you bought the new house? Oh, he said, yes. Yeah. So I say, they are non-humans, beta or what? And if they are there before you, what will you do if you know they are there? You should talk to them. You look at me, how to talk to them? I cannot see them. So what happened was, I told them, if you understand, it's just like on this world, in our society. You go to a new place, a new village. You didn't pay respect to the local people who are well respected or guard the area. They all call it in Canada, "地头虫" or "地头"s. So you don't respect them. You don't talk to them. Pay respect. You go and. I got one classmate doctor, he go and open a clinic. He cannot. They come and ask for protection money. So they pretend to be his patient. They wait for his turn. Then they come at the time they know you don't have any patient. He said he got a shock of his life. After he came in, he got a newspaper he carried. Inside there, one parang. Oh, chopper. He put it on the table or pop. He said, don't shout, don't panic, don't alert anything. All your money I want. So he got no choice. He go to the dispense area where the nurses help him to collect money on it. He go there and he himself take all the cash out and give it to him. So then say, okay, be peaceful with it. Don't try to do anything stupid with it. You want money, you take. Then after that, he cannot sleep. He worry. So what happened? He finally had to talk to somebody in the area. So he know there's a coffee shop where he used to go and drink. Then he went to the coffee shop. He asked the owner, You see, your coffee shop got this type of people come to you. The coffee shop fellow tell you, huh, now only you know. You see, you just open a new shop. You see, you don't worry. This type of guy, you see, not the real one. I give you the contact. You go and see this person. He is the boss of the gangster there. No? So, then you went and see him. Then, of course, this guy also quite already, like retired. He leave it to the Machai to run. So he tell the Machai, since he's a doctor, we may need him. So you better help him. Then he said, no problem. I send my man to help you. He said. So what they did was, he said, these are the emergency number. At any time you call, they will be there. Yeah. Just tell them you are doctor what address. So with that number, he confident with you. So he tell the nurse, if I come to the drawer, you make this phone call. Then that guy who escorted him was not the Tay Tau Chong. One second. So what happened was, he after a while come again. Oh, this time the phone call go, he pretend delay. He said, okay, you wait, I said, I will try to see where I can get more money for you, I said, so that you don't come again. So he waited. Within 10 minutes, that special assistant to the head came, opened the clinic door. I tell you, this fellow freak, man. Well, they know who they are. Well, he warned him, and he said, you want to be chopped or you want to come again? Do you know whose territory is it? Oh, that fellow, after that, they never come anymore. So they have this type of thing. But I'm not telling you to go and do this. Please, what I'm saying is the spirit rhyme, the non-human rhyme, they also have something like that on herself. They occupy there, you know. So they tell Chong, you balu come, you know. And you don't tell them what you are doing, you bang here, bang there. They will say what? You don't respect them. Then they can do something to you, especially those non-human, very violent. They don't have physical form, but they can cause things to move around, fly around, where they use energy through their anger. Then their anger manifests this very eerie type of energy. Then they can read your mind or no. They don't need to have psychic. In the spirit realm, he read your mind, your thought, like a book. Then he know what you think or no. Then they can use their energy power, the thought, to intrude and make you miserable, make you hallucinate. So you're not careful, this type of thing happens. So I advised the couple, I said, he said, are you a Buddhist? He said, yeah, I'm a Buddhist. Then he told me, well, no. She said, yeah, we also consulted the monk, the temple. So he said, buy the chanting tape, go back and play. He said, we put on the chanting tape. La hi kao la. I said, do you know what that means or not? You put on the chanting tape without talking to them, that vibration is the Buddhist chanting. You know? It's like to deal with all these people. Means you are challenging me. That's why they become more violent. You know? Because you chant, not virtuous monk chant. That's all. You think you can tahan them. They really whack them back. Both the husband and wife say they don't know what to do now. This is the downs. I say very easy. Go back, pay respect, yeah. Say whomsoever, whether seen or unseen, known or unknown. Yeah. I would like to apologize. I didn't know you were around before me. So in our society, yeah, what happens is if I buy this play, I pay the seller the money. Then I have the right to do what I want to this house. I can renovate, I can stay or whatever. But I understand you are here before me. You are welcome to stay. But please, help protect this place, and we live in harmony. But then they will become different. Then they went back. Then I was told, after that, the renovation, no problem. Oh, go ahead. So sometimes you go and stay outstation hotel also same. There was once, I remember, we went to Sabala, Yunshan. Remember? Mandy's brother recommended that hotel. Last time, Christian Church. Remember? Oh, the cat, you remember the cat? Oh, wow. Then I said, hey, I know, Abir, you know what? We were talking about Buddhist thing. There was one cat, listen attentively. The outside one, I think Christian one, he came in and attacked this fellow. Oh, then I sense, he must have all those things. Then I tell the Kayamita, I think you go back and rest earlier. Then I went to the room. I lie down only. I sense they are around. Well, then immediately I talk to them. Then you know what happened? Stephanie also there. Good boy also there. Yun Chan also there. Next morning, early morning, wake up. They all were walking outside. Then I asked Stephanie. I asked Gomoy. I said, last night, how was your sleep? You know what Stephanie said? She said, you cannot sleep all. First, you know, 20 minutes or so. Then he said, Gomoy got nightmare. All those things. Then I said, you all didn't recite. Didn't do anything. He said, but after 20 minutes, it quiet down. Yeah. That's why you must understand. Then I say, share merit, transfer merit, and ask for forgiveness. If whether knowingly or unknowingly, you have offended them or what. Because when you move to all this area, you must have this ability to understand. If you find it not right, something not right inside there, don't panic out, don't worry to them. They don't need language. Because in the spirit level, they can read your thought. What you say, they know. So whatever language, you can speak even Thai, also they understand you. Indian language, also they understand you. Because it's a thought. It's not the word you say. So these are the understanding that you must have. So this non-human, they should remember the spirit of their departed relative who are not at peace with themselves and gather in many places. Understand? No? They are not at peace. They don't know what is going on. They're very miserable, very frustrated, especially if the departed relative through delusion get angry because their relative didn't make offering. Other people, when they saw, receive offering. So this is what happened. Then the Buddha continued to say why they are like that. Then he said, in return, such spirit, if remember them and do all those things, thus remember and satisfy, will eagerly wish for your well-being of their living relatives out of gratitude. Yeah, you remember them, understand? That's why the ancestor tableau at the house is very important. Off and on, you pay respect. You make offering, understand? Then there is a dwelling place for them, no? You know, in the spirit world, sometimes you have to believe this. Yeah, I got one friend who has this ability to come out of the body. Then he like to go around and check people's house. Then he went to Brickfield, Chief Raven. Then after that, he told me, I came to your house. Came to my home. He said, Atio, Lui Chu, Si Pe Kao La La La. The Deva, don't let me in. Ask me to get lost. Oh, then only I know. Well, I don't know about all this sort of thing. And that was in 1989. So people can see, this Dharma friend, I tell you, very, very special. You talk about psychic, I think she is so far one of the good ones. You know, one day he told me, I said, why? I'm a Malacca girl. The one that donate, family that donate that piece of land to Rama in the Asahan. You know what she told me? Say, but you don't believe. My father took a plane to China. Long time didn't go back, visit relative. You know what happened? She meditated in the astro, that Maya. He can go, he just create the thought, want to radiate love to the father. Then straight away he was in the plane with the father. Oh, he saw the father sitting there, and he saw the father doing what all he can see. And he can see all. See? The mind can do that. But this is not what the Buddha teach you. He said, don't touch all this sort of thing. There is Deva, Dinti, or then the medium, or God exists, but don't have anything to do with them. You know why? Because they are still worldly. They haven't become enlightened and so on. What they do is good according to them, help according to them. So you get yourself entangled. There's a lot of whatever misunderstanding can arise. Then they can come after you. Understand? You heard of this or not in the early years. The Chinese got this, what they call believer. You go to the graveyard, don't know what type of animal's blood and don't know what, then they chant something, then the spirit will come out and give you 4 digits. But you must promise them. Then they say that you must promise to marry them. You don't marry them, they come and fix you. So a lot of this type of thing, when I was young, I heard from the village. So whether you believe or not, this thing exists. And then I saw the medium, of course, bogus one also a lot, but the real one also have. Like my mother, he told me, when my father was having an operation, it's a life and death. That time I was only Form 1, 1967. So he got ulcer, very severe, intense ulcer. Then he admitted to Penang, this Adventist hospital. Then he was operated. Then they have this, what they call, requirement of my father to stay in here. Major operation. That time, not like now, I can do keyhole. That time, open heart. And that time, during the 60s, 67, not so advanced. That's why they're not doing Alostar, go down Penang. So after the doctor did, actually before the doctor did, my mother worried. You know my mother. I saw my mother at my house before sending my father there. He like completely freaked, don't know what to do. Then he go and pray to Kuan Yin. He go and pray to Tok Tek Kong. He said, I can die. My husband must not die. All the children depend on him. And she has such faith, such strong will. Then whoever tell her where got medium, good one, he will go. He went until Ipoh. And you know what happened? That medium, very popular. A lot of people line up. So my mother also went early, got the number, waited. Then when it comes to my mother's turn, you know what my mother told me? That medium, suddenly the voice changed. The voice changed. Another voice come out. Straight away tell my mother, you know who I am or not? The voice very harsh on my mother said. Later, my mother told me, his father-in-law. Then he told my mother, he said, do you know why your son is like that? Your husband is like that. My son, he said. That's why my father-in-law, he died of, I think, lung TB. I think 40-something, 50. Then what happened, he said, do you know why your husband landed in the hospital and had all this? He said, because of The brother, is it? My father got a brother. He got two brothers. One smaller than him. The other one elder than him. Passed away at birth. You know what my grandfather told her? No? He said, he want to enter your house. He cannot enter you. You don't have the ancestor tablet. The devil don't let him enter. So because of that, my mother come back, eh, follow the instruction, ancestor tablet install. Then he said, don't worry, he said, you get ready, wait till your son, he choose me, you know, I got 9 children. He said, your second son, where he about to get married that time. Yeah. Then officially invite me in, install me. So before he installed the ancestor tablet already, they can come in already. But he wanted official, you know, I think, show to all the friends. You know, I don't know. And he chose me, you know, I don't know why. You know. My mother told me, you know, reminded me. You know. Then my mother already do it. You know. Then he told my mother, if you do all this, you agree, within 3 or 4 days, your husband will be okay and go. They have power to actually cause something or not. Because they need to alert you and contact you. That's the only way to alert you and contact you. So sometimes you believe or you don't believe. It's up to you. That's why when I got married, I shifted. My mother came and installed it and said, I never complain. I never say cannot. No, they are my mother, my parents. I respect her. And I know my mother meant good. And all this, when I was young, it allowed me to see. Yeah. That's why when my eldest brother don't believe, he didn't install the ancestor tablet. Then last time I told you, I got one youngest brother. He actually, everybody write off with you. Because very, very naughty. They didn't go to school. Went to school, I cannot pass on. Did very badly. Then I was so concerned. Before the LCE, last time LCE, or you call SRP, I purposely went to a bookshop and buy the modern answer and give it to him. I said, at least you study, you pass. Dad is proud of you. Mom is proud of you. So somehow he passed, just scraped through. He got A. Then he went to Form 4. I tell you, went to Form 4, they become gangster one group. The discipline teacher cannot whack by him. The car also cannot support it until the school sack him. Oh, really? Then my father say, call me and say, hey, rearrange another school for you, send him now. In my house also create havoc, you know, form another gangster in a new school, go and take protection money. So this type of a law, chronic already. Yeah. Then, of course, finally, I deal with him there, I got him. Send back all the stuff. Yeah, I said, you better go back and you do any of this before and continue to make dad and mom miserable or whatever, then our affinity as brother, no more. But if you don't, when you have problem, you come and see me. I help you. Then I said, when you have money, come and see me. I will help you to invest and become successful. He, although angry, and happy, he remembered those words. So what happened was, he went back. Then during that years, he told my father, he said, the second brother told him that. Then my father just make a note. Before that, he continued the way he is. He mixed with the gangster. So until my mother worried, my father also worried. So my mother came now and talked to me. He said, I will be the happiest mom, the youngest one I can turn around with it. No need to be successful with it. Tengwa means obedient and don't create problem for them enough. Really. Then I said, so well. So I said, okay lah. Yeah, my father also called me. So I said, this new year, ask him to wait for me. So I went back. Then I talked to him. He said, come, We need to talk. Then he don't like to see me all the time, because he know I actually reprimanded him and tell him all. Then I say, do you know what you are doing now? Everybody is worrying for you. Yeah. Now, father around, maybe you can have the good life. Then my father pamper him, support him, and do all this thing. But what happened is, I said, father already that time 60 years old. I say another 20 years, if father no more, what are you going to do? You dependent. That time of my father, I think he left school a few years already. That time, I think almost 20 or 21 years old. He wash his clothes, wash his shoe, you know, then give him money. You know. Then when he got money, he go and buy the he like to eat this what they call kalimia. He will go and order, that time one bowl is only about 70 or 80 cents. You know. He can't even do 10 ringgit, you know. Or like that one. You know. So I say, I have to talk to you. Then I say, okay. Yeah. Very simple, black and white, isn't it? If you continue your way, your future is gone. If you want to change, we can help you, isn't it? Then he looked at me. He said, I don't believe. I said, whether you believe or not, it's not important. Well, every year I come back New Year, you wait for Ang Pao. After Ang Pao, cannot see him. That's why this year I tell Father Mother, to ask you to wait for me. If you trust me, I can help you. Then he said, okay, tell me. Yeah. Then I said, why you every time take ang pao and go? Cannot see you. He said, we all look down upon him. Oh. So come back also more easy. He said, no, no meaning. So I said, okay, fair enough. Now, I can give you three choices. To turn yourself around. I say, first, you go and work for the other brother that took over my father's medical hall business. Means become an employee there and have a proper job. Then at least you got salary. Then you can have your life. Then I say, the second is, go to my elder brother, the eldest brother, who is an entrepreneur. He got a battery manufacturing company. I said, go there and takuk. Yeah? Start from trainee, rank and file, go on. The last one is, if you don't like people to control you, we will come out with money, yeah? And let you try. Within 6 months, if you don't turn around, mean you are not serious, then we withdraw the support. Yeah, in our style, you rent shop, yeah? Very cheap one. Even prime area, that time I think 1,000 ringgit. Then I said, you can sell all the what they call, like now you call it mini market or something. Last time they have this shop or store, they sell sundry shop, not sundry, they sell newspaper, they sell cigarette, lottery, they're all the related one, with day to day one. So I said, bear mind the other brother at the medical shop, one, he got contact. He said, we can advance the goods for you first. You only have to manage. You only have to give the undertaking that you seriously will manage it. Then he looked at me. He suddenly like, the eye you can see, like really sincere one. Oh, this brother really want to help me. He said, like that. I'll let you know tomorrow. He said, but that night, Sancha may take ang pao, but didn't run. Stay on. Then he came and told me, he said, okay, I want to follow elder brother. Yeah, he wants to be an entrepreneur. He also wants to do business. From there onward, he turned around. Then his life become very good. No? You know what he did? Immediately after that, he went to my father. He said, Erge Chiang, if I got money, he can help me to make money. No? Then my father gave me a call. He said, you told him that. I said, yeah. He said, he got money already. I said, work less than 1 month, he got money already. He said, I let him. But that also cannot. Then my father, you know, 10,000. He said, he 10, I 10, 20. Okay, now I say, I invest for you. Never send me the money. You know. Yeah, he know I got money. Then at that time, they very lucky. You know. Public bank become very famous, so you remember? They increase their paid up capital, they make a lot of money in the early years. Yet low fat, no. Small paid up become 168. No. Wow, those who hold public bank are multiply so many. So that 20,000, I make 60,000 for them. That's why after that, wow, he was so happy, my father was so happy. Then he turned around. Then after that, he asked me, he said, how you understand all this? I said, the Buddhist teaching, Dhamma. He said, how can I learn? I said, you study Bahasa. How can I teach you? I'm English educator. You primary school Mandarin. I don't know Mandarin. I cannot talk to you. No. So I asked him to go to Suji. No. Then he went to Suji. Wow, he changed. He really changed. Then later he get married, he become very successful. So my elder brother saw, right off already, suddenly within a few years, his life changed, he buy house and all those things. Then my father and my mother also very proud of him and very happy. Then my elder brother got a bit of problem that time. I think not so smooth, off and on problems. Then he go and talk to my mother. He said he want to install the ancestor tablet. Yeah, he saw after my youngest brother moved into the, my father got two investment house in the small town called BB Park. So he moved into one house, then my mother installed the ancestor tablet. Then his life turned around. Because after he come out and work already, must give him a separate place so that he become responsible. Then his life within 2-3 years become very different, very good. So my brother also installed. After the ancestor tablet, again, his family, everything turned around. So sometimes you believe or you don't believe, it's not important. What is important, you must understand they exist. You do, yeah. But the Tirukuda Sutta mentioned it, understand? You must think of them, understand? Then respect them. Do whatever in memory of them, under their name, and all this. And they really work, manifest. So this Theravada Sutta is very good. What's the time now? Oh, I have to rush already. Oh, I cannot finish. So that story finished. Okay, the next one is very good. This one is what I told you. For there is never plowing. See? Means no farming. Here, nor any cattle herding farm. Understand? You cannot do like real chicken, real cattle, do plowing, then no merchandising, just the same, do business, don't have one down there. Cannot get job one, nothing one. So, no butter for coin of gold. The spirit of the departed king live there on the merit transfer to them. They can only receive merit transfer to them. You see, Cham, Pitara hungry, because nobody transfer merit to you, you got nothing to eat on. You got nothing to have as support or not. And down there, very severe condition, tormented and all those things. Hungry but no food. So because of that, the Buddha spoke this sutta. Then he said, as water showered on the hill, flow down to reach the hollow well. So the merit transfer can serve the spirit of the departed king. So our merit is the same though, just like when you have spiritual well, this spiritual well, like water, it will flow down or not. Means, when you transfer, if it's something allowable, it can be received. So because of that, the Buddha say, it's also as river bed when full, can bear the water down to deep, to fill the sea. So the merit transfer can serve the spirits of the departed king. That's why your itang minya hu, tinang ho tua, got its effect one. Then he said, he gave to me, he worked for me, he was my kin, means you remember them, friend, intimate. Give them 40 patta once, recalling what they used to do, means how they have helped you or helped the family or whatever. So when you recall, they can read your mind or no. They know. Then they rejoice, but they are still worldly, understand? Although in that rhyme. Then no weeping, nor yet sorrowing, nor any kind of mourning help departed relative. That's why they cry already, you go and pretend to cry more. No use, son. Whose kin remain acting thus unhelpful to them. Understand? So in the funeral, you go and somebody say can hire people to cry for you. You heard of it, huh? No use, son, is it? It cannot help them, yeah? Non-tangible. So some you like foolishly go and hire those that do that type of chanting on not the real Buddhist chanting on the one that everything also money on Oh, you want how big one the chanting, the contact and all those things. Oh, then they got different pricing on. Like my mother, she experienced that when my father died. Yeah, I said, I respect you, what you want to do. Yeah, you let me know. Then he told us he wants to hire the Chaiku, the nuns. Then he believed in the nun, chant for them. So my father's funeral, I think 3 days. 3 days, I mean. So the Chaiku say, can, no problem. So there was a bill so big, my mother didn't know. Then at the same time, I got contact with Suji, my brother there. Then we hire the Buddhist to come and chant. I think the Buddhist Association or whatever. They come and chant. Then the Hakka Association also come and chant and put up the banner. That one all up to you to pay on. Ang Pao can ready. Then you know what happened. When the Chai Kua gave the bill, he add in so many extra ones. He said that one is just the lump sum. But every day I bring along how many people, all these got minimum on the ang pao. Then everything he say you must buy from us one. You cannot buy outside one. All the paper we burn and all there, all from them but at skyrocketing price one. Then my mother was unhappy. My mother go and confront them. And you know what he told my mother and the nun? He said, this type of funeral thing can bargain one man. You're not scared your husband go down to hell. My mother panicked. My mother cried and came back to me. I said, please, I have a hell. I said, how do they know? They themselves going down also, they don't know anything. I said, you look at father, what he has done. He has done his duty so well. He take care of his sacrifice for us. How can such a being go down to hell? Then my mother recalled, because the ancestor also told her, funeral must cry. Your children, your grandchildren, your sui and my son also there. They didn't cry. Is it like very happy? He said, what type of funeral is it? Funeral, not like funeral. Then my mother started crying. My mother started asking my brother, they all to cry. Luckily, my youngest brother know I'm very good at this thing, and he trusts me. Then he go and tell me. He said, okay, mama, mtima. Nobody can count me. He keep on asking them to cry one by one. Then I went there, I held my mother's hand. I tell her, what happened? Then she started to tell me, the relative, who is actually one generation higher than her or not. So, tell him that. Then I say, okay, now you heard that. You become miserable. You try to cry, then nobody follow you. You listen to me now. I reminded her. Luckily that year, I sense my father not long already. That year, Chinese New Year, I organized a trip, took my whole family, all my brothers, sisters, their wife, their children, all to Thailand. There's a resort, Hakiao resort. Then we, I think, book a lot of room. Then we had really good New Year holiday. You know? So my father was so happy. He was on wheelchair already. You know? Then we took a group photo on the beach, you know, with the priest and all. See? Then after the photograph, of course, my the other brothers, they liked the food, the resort. They went all over with their grandchildren, my father's grandchildren. Then my father talked to me, you know. My mother was around. He said, "This is life," he said. For the first time, he was so happy. He said, "All my children, with their spouse, with their grandchildren, and I think that time got one or two grandchildren. Right? My father passed away quite an elderly age, 80, I think. Then he said, we should have more of this," he said. Then I saw the joy in him. Then I reminded my mother. Then my mother suddenly stopped crying. Yeah, I remember that one. He was so happy. You know, they were very close. Then I told my mother, "Philippite means what? Die already, only cry. Is that Philippite? Well, he's still alive. Got condition, took him around. He used to come down to PJSS 2 and see me, stay with me, and I took him for lunch, dinner, and all those things. Then I talked to him, and he talked to me. Then my mother also know. Then I said, Philippite means when they are alive, care for them. At the sun, support them. Do what you have to do for them. That is Philippite. Not die already, only cry. Cry because what? Want to show people. You know, Philippite. And sometimes cry, but the eye is on the inheritance. So all sorts of people. Then my mother suddenly like stopped crying and say, "Yeah." Then I say, "This is not just the end." I say, "This is just to let you know that I want you to listen to another part. If you follow the relative who is one generation older than you, you know what will happen to you. Well, my mother also know their family a lot of problem. Their children drug addict and all those things. They got a lot of scandal problem. I say, you want to end up like them or not? And then you follow the advisor. Oh, my mother straight away look at me. Oh, no. That's how he came to her senses. Then later when the nun say all those things, you know what she told me, you know, next time when she passed away, go the Buddhist way. He told my brothers and sister. That's why she changed. You must have understanding to explain to them. Then, before my mother passed away, my youngest brother, actually right off on her, he became like very, very wild. Well, I told my mother, "You got so many children. You take turn, which house you want to go, you go. Yeah, I got six brothers. So he took them. Every 1 week here, 1 week there, all over there. I say, "You want to go Penang? Got brother. You want to come down my place? Got my sister also." Then the other brothers, elder brothers, third and fourth brother, fifth brother, all in Alostar. So my mother was very happy, very happy. Then after that, this youngest brother, he said, "There is this Suchi special program where my mother, we help her to donate 100,000. Then you got special, to know what, there is a name for you, and that special member status or whatever. Then they really take care of you. Wow, during her funeral, that's why my mother has a lot of blessing. It was way beyond what my father wanted. My father wanted already very good. A lot of the villagers come here, he medical shop, he have a lot of people. A lot of people came. Then there was one Malay family. He came and he came and talked to my elder brother. He said, "Your father very good." Then he said, "I utang him a lot of money," he said. And they all have this tradition. When you owe that person money, when he die, you must go and pay your debt. Oh, he came and paid his debt. Then my dad brother was so surprised. I asked him, "Who are you?" Actually, my father got this paddy field. Yeah, he last time buy. I think he buy that time. I think 1,000 ringgit. Yeah, 1,000 ringgit. It's about 20 relong. 20 relong, about 15 acre. 1,000 ringgit only. Huh. So he actually Malay area, we are in Kedah. He leased out to these people to actually pay the rent for their planting. Then every off and on, drought or problem, that tenant will come and tell my father, please help. He said, I don't have money to pay. So my father said, okay, until for many years now. Then finally, he told me, he said, how, what to do? I said, okay, I said, but he owe you so much, too much, I mean, he don't have intention to pay you. So I told him, you go and see my client, who is a lawyer, a very famous lawyer. Then my client advised him, you go land office, report him. Then they got face on. When you report penghulu, no, penghulu come to your house on, and check with you. You utang, then their religion, So he was very shy. So finally, he actually allowed my father to take back the thing. And I said, but he still utang my father. Yeah. So what happened was, my father after that leased it to a Chinese. Well, the time can lease to Chinese. Maybe. Then, no more problem. Then on his funeral day, they come and repay the money. Huh. That's how I got such thing. Yeah. So after what happened, my classmate, they all came. When my mother's turn, Ciji came in full force, like an army. And it was so grand. My classmate, who was a lawyer there, he also from a wealthy family. He said, Kenkun, you your mother, how they army hawk, yo. This type of funeral, he never seen before. No? He said, so many people came. No? And so much celebration and activity. You know. That's why I say, when you are blessing and understanding, all this become possible. My mother's part of me, understand? No? The year before she died, we paid the 100,000 for her. Yeah. Then you know that year, where was I? Those who went to Thailand with me, they don't know. I supposed to, go to Thailand, take Kalyamita on a spiritual trip. Then we went to Achan Achalo there. Last minute, tomorrow morning flight, I received a phone call from my brother. Mother passed already. But the day before that, I know already. Yes, my brother called me. He said, Mother, no good already. He said. Mother came and approached him and said, take me to the hospital. He said, I need to go there. And I know my mother will know. He, unless very kaulan or severe, she won't trouble people, don't go hospital. Then I straight away tell my brother, I said, immediately admit him specialist center. Don't wait, go. They went in, they do the blood test, they check. The doctor called my youngest brother and my elder brother. He said, get ready. All the organ failed already. Very difficult. Right? Then I knew. Then that night, really. Based on my sixth sense, nine something, my sister-in-law, my brother called me. Then I said, oh my, don't worry. I have taught you all how to do for my father. Follow. Follow. Then just do. Then Suji all called him. I said, go and look for the youngest brother. He will handle. Then I call my youngest brother. He said, no problem. Leave it to me. And he did it so well. He did it so well. So, right off also can change. Then we will have the understanding. You will know how to explain to them. Then they will trust you. Because they saw all this turn them around. Their life become very different. Oh, still got time. I just finished it off. So finally, what happened was, all this become like meant to be. So I went to Thailand with a special trip. The Kayamita didn't know. But at the airport, I told Mi Feng, I think that time, I don't know who is the treasurer. I think Mi Feng and Suyan, I think they are treasurer, I forgot already. I said, I want to donate another, I forgot how much it is, 2,000 or what. Yeah. Then she asked me, for what? I said, my mother passed away. She got a shock. Oh, mother passed away, you fly with us. So people who don't know, they know fear about it. Yeah, I know they know how to handle everything already, ultimately. So what I did is, I know because he passed away at the right timing, I go there for Katina. I go there to do all this wholesome thing. So I make offering donation, then I offer Katina on behalf of her name and all that. Then I told my children, when I go back, we all go down to other stuff. Yeah. That's why after that, my children follow me, go to Alastair. I say, you don't go back to Alastair during Popo funeral. No. Wait for me to come back. Then we go. Then everything done up ready. Yeah. That's how we pay our respect and all. Then I transfer marriage and I do all those things. Then I told my brother and sister, every year, same thing you are doing. I don't have to be there. Unless there is condition. Yeah. The more important thing is the faith of IT. Remember them. Have gratitude, respect, then do whatever in the name, in memory. Then my brother, they all, they, in memory of my parents, my father, my mother, they donate to Tsuji, donate to a lot of charitable company, charity organization. That's how you can help them as well. Then for me, they are my parents and I chose them. I know my pure vision is there. They will have the good life and everything. And whenever I do any wholesomeness, my wife will know, add their name in, understand? So my in-law also, we add it. So this is how you should understand all this based on the Dhamma and not become believe, just gullible or the same. No. Okay. The final one, we go through, then we end. But when this offering is given to those members of the holy order, see, the Sangha, then it can serve them very long in future and as and at once as well, means immediately. So this is what it is. By offering alms to the holy order in memory of the departed one, the true path of action for relative has thus been shown, and how high an honor to departed one is done, and how the holy order can be given sustainment as well. See, symbolizes an asana. Yeah. And how great merits can be stored away by you, where you perform all this, you support your parents, you know how to do your duty, and all this, and in return, that wholesomeness will support you. Yeah. So these are the understanding. So don't go and cry more. What for? Understand now? And the Buddha also, under many instances, when his own sibling died, children died when he was a bodhisattva, they understood. When there was one king that passed by us, who is it that you were burning on the funeral pallet? He said, my son. Huh? Must be a non-filial son. He said, no. Full of philosophy. Then how come you don't grieve? You don't cry? Eh? Your son, no. You know what the Buddha replied? No? He said, whatever is of the nature to be born is of the nature to die. Whatever that has been born has already come to pass. So no amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. See, they understand me. They understand karma, everything. They just accept the reality and move on. Yeah. Then he told somebody on the way back to the hometown, he said, when you reach there, tell my wife, today bring two. Don't bring three, the food. Then bring some perfume and white clothing. Straight away, the wife knew one of the children gone already. Yeah. Then the wife came. Then after that, the king went and asked the wife, he said, Maybe the husband, being a man, not so emotional. Then how about you? The mother. The same reply came. Well, they were Dharma practitioner together. And the understanding is that the king was so surprised. So all these are the understanding. No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. Remember, the reality is gone already. Then do something. Oh, you go Singapore. This one useful.
Katina coming also.
Katina coming also. So he got yen, yen fen. So this one you can help. So you explain. Then they understand. Well, at least this is more tangible. And something that is very useful and helpful. And based on understanding from the teaching, all this, the Buddha already confirmed. And I witness it. I know a lot of these things. That's why, with the right understanding, life become like very beautiful, very meaningful, very straightforward. Okay? So with this, I think we end. Oh, exactly. 5:12. 3 more minutes. Janta, yes.
But I thank you. For the purpose of all kindnesses, I just like to share my experience in Aloka. Yeah. We have a sister that is clairvoyant, and that means she can see beings around her. So one of the occasions that member is as you all know, the bride Danny do the invitation very has it very grand. So after that we were chanting Dhamma Chakrapata Sutta and my mother, as usual, as during the older days, she likes to talk or she likes to disturb somebody, you know. Then suddenly, the sister was sitting behind her. She saw this elderly monk come in with a tongkat, whack her head off. Then she don't know. So she, you know, then I was always in the front of chanting. So after the ceremony finished, so the sister said, "Hey, just now your mother got whack." "Yeah, huh? Who whack?" I said, "There's this spirit wearing monk robe, come with a tongkat and whack her." Then I half-hearted only believe for this thing. So suddenly, everything gone between the whole Aloka, go back. I said, "Hey, Sunny, my back here very pain." So I said, "Don't play, really."
Yeah,
very
that
bad.
Is a good one.
Chanting, there are things, as I always say, there are things around that I believe, don't play.
You must be sensitive, understand? Especially after they pass away, like mother-in-law. Don't go and simply say bad thing about the material. They can hear you around, understand? They are around. Then there's another sutta during the Buddha's time. Monggalana, you know, psychic foremost. Then Sariputta, you know, he formerly was. He was meditating. Then, you know, Monggalana can see, you know, he got psychic. He saw this devas, that Maravana. He whacked Sariputta. Bah! Wow, Monggalana thought, Sayiro. You know what happened? That Mara, no, that Deva, who is a Mara, then the sixth rhyme or fifth rhyme, I forgot already. Died, you know, straight away. Died. Then Monggalana came to Sariputta and asked him, "You know what happened or not? How are you? Are you all right?" Sariputta said, "No, nothing, nothing." He said, "That non-human, that deva, whack you, like smash you out. Virtue protect. You're not supposed to have this karma. That's why you cannot. It backfire, the nature's law." So all this, you have to understand. Your mother one painful. Sariputta one, pa, they were like that, also nothing. So you must understand, Dhamma is not what you think unless you are able to understand all this. Because the world has all this type of thing. So the Buddha said, he survived it. They are as worldly as you. Don't get involved. Like the medium, they want to do good. It's okay, let them do good. But don't get involved with them. Understand? But they also haven't become enlightened, awakened. So why you want to go and get involved and get yourself entangled? You seek the truth and cultivate the true Dhamma to awaken, to develop the spiritual understanding. Yeah, this is more important than all the psychic or whatever. So you see the breeze. So beautiful. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You realize a lot cover this area. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, with pay respect, go down for your dinner if you are taking dinner. Huh? Otherwise, you have a drink or whatever. Huh?
Yeah. Share married.
Yeah. Share married, huh? No, okay. Yeah, no problem. We will talk about Therokuda Sutta. maybe share with the devas also. Huh? Akasaka cha bhumaka devanaka mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itawata jamrihi sampadang punya sampadang sabi devang anumodantu sabasampati siriya Idame nya idam hotu sukhita hontu yatayo. Idame nya idam hotu sukhita hontu yatayo. Idame nya idam hotu sukhita hontu yatayo. Devo asatu karina. Sasasampati heto cha Hito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhaniko Imina punyam kamina Mane bhavan samangamo Sattam samangamo hotu Yalava nivanda bhaktiya Okay, pay respect mindfully then we can break for dinner or can have a drink down there.